This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Five, the fan. Sorry to be a thanks coach, but it's Robert Tonyan, not Robert Tonyan. I respect that. I want to say his name right. I didn't. We'll just call him Big Bob. There's Paramount Plus Premium. Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens. UFC, $7.7 billion to Paramount Plus. Would you watch? You definitely have Paramount Plus, right?
Yeah, we have that. Yeah.
Would you watch a fight on the weekend now that you have that?
If it's free and it's on, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to see if I'm in that kind of mood or something like that, you know? I think with the UFC, for me, every fight they mention, every fight's numbered.
Mm-hmm.
They act like every fight is the biggest one that they've ever...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
For seeing it, eventually you're like, every Saturday it's UFC something, you know?
Yeah. And then Good Morning Football tweets out, name one player for preseason week one who's flying under the radar. Robert Tonyan. Bill Brooks with the get out the bagpipes. We'll see if we get Nate Taylor. We know that there's some stuff going on. With what you said, school starts today in Kansas?
Shawnee Mission, yeah. We got first day of school today. My lovely wife goes back. She has the kiddos for the first time today, starting on a Monday, which is very odd. Usually you start late in the week to kind of ease the kids in, but yeah. It's full bore going in the Shawnee Mission district. We start, I think, my freshman goes back Wednesday for half day, and then everybody else goes back Thursday, Friday in Olathe. I don't know when Blue Valley gets going. Probably around the same time frame this week as everybody else. And I think they start next week back in Missouri to get going as well. So no, school is here. It's official, man. Everybody's back, walking to school, doing all that kind of stuff in the rain. And God, it's a great day for parents if your kid's going back to school today. It's the greatest day of the year.
Yeah, so is she excited to get back, like your wife?
No.
Not at all?
It's like, no.
I mean, no, of course. I mean, they like to get the year going. But, I mean, you know, it's like you go back and then you're starting from square zero, you know, with all the kids and, you know, winding them down a little bit off of summer break. Parents are throwing them out the car. Can't get them into the classroom soon enough and whatnot. And so you're dealing with all that. A lot of, you know, not seeing your friends in a while. But I think, you know, ask next week when everything is kind of settled down, they're back into the routine. I think everybody's fine. Just like all of us, you know, once you get back into that routine, everything is good, but it's just leading back up into that routine. Because I've been hearing about it for the last 3 weeks. I'm not ready to go back to school yet. You've had all summer off. You need to be ready to go back to school. You need the routine as much as everybody else does. I'm talking about the kids.
Get your ass up. Go to school.
That's right. It's time to get to school.
Yeah, because I think I heard yesterday or Saturday that Lee Summit starts next Tuesday, which I always found very interesting that you could start school and then you have like a week, you get back in the mold of it, syllabus week, whatever, introductions. And it's like, all right, now we're out of school for the next 4 days because it's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now you got to get the attention back. But no, I don't know. I mean, you know, back to school, back to the NFL. Chiefs played this weekend. Josh Simmons as advertised.
Yeah, as advertised, man. I thought Josh Simmons was really good. And maybe that's just me wanting him to be really good. But I stood by the TV because I knew that was the only way I was going to be able to watch him, because your eyes wander and you're paying attention to other stuff. And I watched that guy for all his 11 plays just standing right there. I thought he was really good. Like, I was really impressed with Josh Simmons, to the point where I'm like, all right, we're good. Nothing to see here. I don't need to see anything else out of Josh Simmons. I feel like he's going to be just fine. Now, again, I don't know if that's me wanting him to be that good, so he appeared to be that good. What did you guys think? You guys thought he was pretty good too, right?
I thought for the sample size we saw of 12 plays, there wasn't any sort of, which, what do they say? No conversation is a good thing.
Yes.
Because it wasn't like, well, he was getting beat on these plays. Like, this was the, you know, backup left end or whoever it is for the Cardinals. Yeah. It was none of that. It was just like quiet. Now, again, it was anticlimactic for the Chiefs, right? They kick the ball off. Arizona fumbles it. The Chiefs take over. 4 plays later, there's a flag on the play, and then there's a touchdown. And then it's like, all right,
we're done.
They're done. That's it. And everybody's like, they'll come back out, right? There was a short series.
No, they're done.
And like the group text going off, well, they said they'd play some of the first quarter. They did play some of the first quarter.
They did, 48 seconds of it.
Yeah. Went up 7-0. That's all you had to know.
What else did you need to see?
Yeah, when the fumble happened, I was like, damn it, we're going to get 3 plays.
Right. What I did notice is that they had Kareem out there on the second team.
Yep.
So this is going to be Pacheco's backfield once again.
Pacheco looked really good in that one run.
Yes, like some burst, some speed.
9 yards on the first carry that he had.
He's got a lot to prove, man. Not to us, but like to the league. Like, hey, like, I'm probably not going to get a contract extended this offseason, which means the running back room will be basically empty, except for your boy out of SMU in the 7th round, Breshard Smith. He'll be there. But I don't think Kareem Hunt will be back next year. I don't think Isaiah Pacheco would be back next year.
No.
I wouldn't think that Elijah Mitchell would be back next year, which leads us all the way back to Smith, right? Like, that's it. So, like, these guys are all doing something to prove something to not us or the team. But Isaiah Pacheco, man, if you're coming back and you're pissed off, like, yes. especially with a revamped offensive line on the left side with Kingsley, and you have Jalen Moore as well. You have Josh Simmons in there, Creed, Trey, all that sort of stuff. All those distractions are gone. Maybe we can see some more, you know, innovative plays on the offensive side where it comes to delays or all that sort of stuff, because that was his big run, was like almost like a draw. It was like a delayed run up the middle, and he just bulldozed over everybody. Yeah. And like, if we can do that inside the 20,
be awesome.
Because that's what it was. It was that, then it was the play of the flag, and then it was the touchdown, and then it was like, all right, we're good. That's all I need. See you later. Yeah. First to arrive, first to leave.
Yeah, and really, it was awesome to see that running game inside the tackles early on, too, because that's something that has been lacking since Andy Reid has gotten here, basically, to Kansas City, right? I mean, I know that's all kind of, you know, fabricated and whatnot, but that's the perception, is we can't run the ball inside the 20. We showed, we got two running backs like, you know, Pacheco and a guy, you know, like Kareem Hunt, that are willing to go out there and earn those hard-earned yards. That's a good thing. And the Rashard Smith kid from SMU, he was making special teams plays, right? Like, I heard his name a couple of times on special teams. Who recovered the fumble on special teams to start the game? It was a rookie for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? It was, I think, with their fourth round pick, whoever the hell that was, or fifth round pick. Was it Noel Williams?
Noel Williams.
He recovered it. So you had a rookie immediately making a play on special teams for Dave Tube.
you gotta give it to Dave too, man.
Yeah, dude. Remigio looked all right.
Yeah, Remigio, a couple of good plays. Yeah, I mean,
he
nice
was in there
see.
With the second, third string.
Special
as well.
Teams was out of the tube, and once it's out of the tube, you can't get it back in.
Sure can't. Off of the 816, AQ Shipley already thought the Chiefs got the steal of the draft. He got to see it up close the other day, and now he's doubled down on that as well.
Oh, Josh, is he good?
Good. I love that. Yeah. That makes us. They see, I, like,
he saw
that.
12 plays. Like, that's it.
No, but that, I mean, like, what more did you? I know. I'm excited. God, throw cold water on me, right? But tell me I'm wrong, please. Somebody nope. go, here, Bob, this is what you missed, or nope. something like that. Like, I am over the moon excited, not only because he's my Buckeye, but because August 30th at the house, we got the platter and bottle. Everybody brings a platter and a bottle. And so that's the rules. You can bring whatever you want, platter and a bottle, August 30th at the house, Ohio State versus opponent. And so we'll watch that game. But I mean, like, God, I shouldn't be this excited about an offensive lineman. Maybe because it's been so bad and I feel loved again. You know, like, we've all been in those relationships where you just felt, you know, not loved, and then somebody comes along and loves you up, and like, is this what's going on right now? Is this heaven? No, it's Josh Simmons. Like, I mean, it's just wonderful. It's wonderful to watch him play. Don't take this away from me.
New Heights tweeted out 8 minutes ago. 92%ers. We're coming back early for a special episode with a very special guest. Mm. New episode Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. The picture that they tweeted out is Travis looking to his left with a smile, Jason going, hey, and then the silhouette of what looks like a female with long hair.
It's Taylor,
oh,
huh?
Oh my gosh. No, that's amazing.
Donna Kelsey will be on the show. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just trying to dip it in the bud there. Yeah. I mean,
what if it is Donna? Oh, that would be great.
To hell with silhouette if it's Donna. We'll see what happens.
I love that.
So it's not Taylor then, right? I mean, because they're kind of the mindset like me. Let's do something. Let's get him believing.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's Donna Kelsey, or maybe it's, you know, Jason's wife, or maybe it's, you know, Tammy Reed.
Could be, yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't really know.
The guy that recovered that fumble was Breshard Smith.
So it was Breshard Smith?
It was Breshard.
Okay. Noel Williams made another play on defense.
Noel Williams did, because I remember his name being made. I thought Breshard Smith made that fumble recovery.
Yeah, that was awesome to see that. Just my first thing was like, damn it, offense, three plays.
Yeah.
Here we go. Blue ball.
Wow.
From the text line, do you guys know who Josh Simmons went against? Wait until he goes against a big name.
Well, week one, we'll see it.
Yeah. We'll see it the first 9 weeks.
Why be that guy?
Have you seen what it looks like outside? Everybody's got the Monday glooms.
I mean, every text that you've read today has been really like down, like people just nasty today. I know it's back to school and whatnot, but you should be excited as a parent, unless these are the kids texting in that have to go back today. But so, why steal this joy about Josh Simmons from me, man? Like, why do people do that?
So if he looked bad 8-1-6, would you have been sending the same thing?
No.
Exactly.
Right.
What would you have said if he looked bad?
We overhyped it.
Overhyped it. Injury's not ready. This is what we always do. Calm down. Yeah. Would have been that.
Would have been every topic of every hour. It would have been Josh Simmons Day on 96.5.
If he didn't look good, you mean?
We kind of got over the top. We kind of went too far into this. Maybe we just need to all relax. And
but he looked badass.
Yeah.
I'm not allowing somebody to take this joy from me. I'm just not.
No, I'm pumped, man.
I walked away from those 11 plays feeling as good as I've ever felt, you know? And I felt like I just felt relieved. I felt at ease. I felt relaxed. I'm like, thank God it looks normal again. And we haven't had normal since Eric Fisher, man.
Yep.
Like, say what you want about the interim guys, the Orlando Browns of the week. He was okay. This guy looked legit. I don't know who he was playing against Arizona, but it was NFL competition, and he was playing on a knee that the rest of the league said was no good to play in the NFL. And he went out there, and he was a wall.
Someone said that you did ask for someone to put some cold water on you, so maybe that's a cold water text.
Maybe.
Could be.
And then, obviously, none of us watched the game because it was Roland Wallace who recovered the kickoff fumble.
That's so funny.
Coming up on the other side, somebody who's had to watch a lot of games. That's Josh Verner.
Hell if we know.
Royals insider on 96.5 The Fan. Josh Verner, the love of my life, outside of Kay Adams, joins us next here on Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
The hardest working man in baseball, Josh Verner, who joins us every Monday at 8:20, is with us today. Vern, I can't help but think a very, very, two more times, very, very disappointing weekend series against those St. Paul Bananas.
You lose two of three, and even in the game that you won, I don't know about you guys, you know, Saturday, I guess a lot of people were distracted, but even in your Saturday victory, that 2-0 victory, it wasn't one of those games where you walk away saying, man, now that's a talented ball club. That's a well-rounded ball club. You win 2-0, even though you leave multiple opportunities out there, the defense, the base running, nothing really to write home about. And, you know, it's kind of the story of the season. We're 118 games in, and we all know there's talent on this team. We all believe that they're better than two games below 500. And while many want to say what this team needs to do across this homestand, what they need to do before the calendar flips to September, I'm not really interested in records and they need this many wins. What they need to do is start playing good baseball. Now, we've been saying that for 4 months now. They need to play a quality, well-rounded brand of baseball for a consistent stretch of time. There's just no reason to believe that they're able to do that. You know, the rotation certainly can do its part. The defense can flash, but just when you feel confident that the classic Kansas City Royals defense is back, John Rave misplays a ball in left field, and you can make a case that cost you the game. Just when you think the base running is really starting to be the asset that this organization has to receive from its base running facet of its team, you see Michael Garcia get picked off of second base. So every time you start to say, all right, now finally, here's the team I thought we were going to see coming out of Arizona to start up this season. Every time you think, all right, we got it now, they revert to who they've been basically all season. And who they've been, you could look at the statistics, you could look at the record, or you could just trust your eyeballs. Everything that they've shown us through 118 games says we're a slightly below average team.
Vern, I know that's not what we wanted going into this season, but I thought yesterday the 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position, that's the story of the entire season. If anybody looks to you at the end of the year and says, why did the Royals only finish 83-79 or 82-80 or whatever the case may be, and you can say to them, 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position, I think that's the telling number of the entire season.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. The reason why it's not 5, 10, 15 games below 500 is the pitching. Yep. I think they deserve a mention in that quick synopsis of 2025 as well. But yeah, Royals following yesterday's 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. They're now hitting .234 on the season. That's bottom five in baseball. But even more glaring is that OPS number. .662 with runners in scoring position. Only the Chicago White Sox are worse, and they're barely worse. You start to look at the individuals that you're relying on. Now, Bobby's still been outstanding in those big situations, but Vinny continues to leave something to be desired. He's batting .232 with runners in scoring position and an OPS below 700. That's below league average. That's well below league average. And if you would have told me coming into the season that Vinny's going to be below league average in those situations and Salvi's only going to be slightly better in those situations, I would be concerned and yet hopeful that the additions that this organization made to the offense, that the internal improvement would help offset that. Well, the internal improvement of Michael Garcia has certainly been something, but in my opinion, what you received from him is only offsetting what you were hoping to receive from Jonathan India. You know, for as much as we talk about this team swinging and missing this offseason on, you know, thankfully, Anthony Santander and Jurickson Profar, Jonathan India has also been a swing and miss, right? We talk so much this offseason about how Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are still going to need to be big time in 2025, but they can't be asked to do it all. The organization obviously agreed. They thought they needed a leadoff hitter, and they bring in Jonathan India. He obviously hasn't gotten the job done, dropped down to the seventh spot. Had India been the player that I think this organization and many of us hoped that he would be, him along with Michael Garcia, now there's two supporting characters to come alongside Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. But instead, it's only been Michael, and you know that's four batters. That's less than half your lineup. You're waiting on Massey, you're waiting on Renfro, you're waiting on Melendez, you're waiting on Jack Caglione, you're waiting for some sort of power in that five spot in the lineup, and it never materialized.
Vern, when you look at this now, homestand, 10 games, 11 days, what do you want to see in these 10 games win-wise?
I mean, again, more wins than losses, you know, who cares? Who cares the number? I'm not trying to, you know, dismiss the question. Again, mm-hmm. It just comes back to playing good baseball. Because, again, that win on Saturday, you know, hey, mm-hmm. They won the game, and I guess beggars can't be choosers right now. But, again, I'm not someone that prizes that third wild card spot. This team has given me no reason to believe that they have what it takes to track down that third wild card spot. Sitting five games back, right, technically, when you factor in the tiebreaker with the New York Yankees. You know, I just want to see them look like a good team, right? Just play consistent, quality, well-rounded baseball. You know, take the extra 90 feet on the base paths. Make the routine play look routine. And when you win a game, we should walk away happy. But that Saturday postgame show, again, the Twins in that game went 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position. So it was really, really just an ugly weekend of baseball. I'm hoping that changes. I'm not expecting a lot from the Washington Nationals as far as their well-rounded brand of baseball. But don't get it twisted, and I don't understand how many Royals fans I've heard looking down their noses at Minnesota, at Washington, at Chicago. Because I remember the last time you faced the White Sox, you lost 2-of-3. Washington can bite you. They have some talented hitters in that lineup. The guys that you're going to face, especially the next two nights, knowing this Royals offense, Cavalli, Mitchell Parker, these guys could carve you up for 5 or 6 innings. So look like the better team. That's what I want to see. Wins and losses will take care of itself if they play a quality brand of baseball.
Yeah, Vern, you know, you mentioned the Nats. They're coming off of 2 out of 3 in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken, over the weekend. So it's not like they're playing really bad baseball. And while the White Sox have become the butt of the joke, they're playing better baseball. They're in games every single day. You know, they're not getting blown out 10-0 or anything like that. But if you're going to be a playoff team, these are the series. Like, you've got to sweep Washington, you've got to sweep the Chicago White Sox in my mind, because it seems like just as you get to that level of feeling pretty good, you give it all back, right? Like you do good against Toronto, you gave it all back against Boston, you gave it all back against Minnesota, right? You've got to start winning these and putting together long winning streaks.
Yeah, sure, but there's no reason to believe that they will. I mean, I'm bottom line, I'm treating this team and posting expectations that they warrant. You know, I'm not treating this team the way that I did back in April, in May, and even in the first part of June. I'm just not setting myself up. I mean, I was pretty frustrated after yesterday's walk-off loss, and it really didn't make sense why. Because everything that happened in that game last night was a microcosm of the season. Yeah, the offense has talent, and Vinny shows it with the two-run home run, and you say, see when Vinny and Bobby and Salvi are doing their thing, man, this team's pretty good to go along with a rookie pitcher and Ryan Burgert. Are you kidding me? You have Burgert and Cameron for the next half decade to go along with Lugo and Waka, kind of showing them the ropes for the next few seasons. No, yesterday's game, it's easy to get carried away at certain points. Sure, they left a number of guys in scoring position, but hey, we're up 3-2. Maybe this is the start of something, and then a defensive miscue, and then you are unable to score a run in the 10th and in the 11th inning, and then you find yourself frustrated because of what they've been doing all season. It just doesn't make sense. So for me to say, hey, sweep the Nationals and then sweep the White Sox, but to me that would be similar to being in Denver right now and going, all right, here's what the Broncos need to do. They need to sweep the Kansas City Chiefs over the course of their two meetings in the regular season. Well, yes, that is what they need to do to get to the postseason, but why would anybody on God's green earth believe the Broncos are going to beat the Chiefs twice? Why would anybody believe the Royals are going to sweep the Nationals and the White Sox and have a 6-0 start to this homestand? I hope I'm wrong, and baseball's crazy, and anything could possibly happen. Sure, I hope I am wrong, but 118 games of evidence points to me unlikely wrong.
But for me, and I'll answer kind of your question, for me, I always come back to, but damn, that pitching is so good. I keep them in every game, right? And so maybe, you know, I'm, you know, do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Maybe that's where I am right now, the definition of insanity. But every time I look at who's pitching tonight, I'm like, they got a great shot to win that game. I mean, this offseason, Vern, for me, you're probably going to have to deal one of those pitchers to get yourself a legit bat. You may have to do two to get yourself two legit bats, you know, for this lineup. But man, that's a strength for you right now. That's why I think they can take care of business.
Sure. And to me, that's why winning the division is already my expectation for 2026. JJ and John Sherman talk about, you know, building something here, and that's also part of the reason why they didn't want to wave the white flag at the trade deadline, because we're trying to prove to our fans that we can be a consistent contender. Maybe not in the playoffs every single year, but on the 11th of August every year, we want our fan base to understand where we rank in the standings, to follow the wild card race, to believe that this team still has a chance. Yeah, the pitching is why this organization is as healthy as it's been in more than a decade, because you do have Burgert and Reagans and Bubich and Cameron and Falter and Lugo and Waka and all these guys going into next season. Now, as far as trading one of them for a possible bat, that seems pretty obvious. But so did trading one of these arms at the trade deadline to acquire a bat. That seemed pretty obvious in April when you had a starting five that was healthy. You had Noah Cameron down there in Omaha. You had Kyle Wright and Alec Marsh. And man, we really have a surplus of pitching. Let's hope that's the case this offseason. Knock on wood, everybody stays healthy. Also, knock on wood that Cole Reagans can prove to himself, to the team, and to other teams that I'm healthy going into the offseason. You know, how do you trade 1 year of Chris Bubich if other general managers are questioning the health of that rotator cuff? So, you know, the options of who you're going to trade this offseason, if you were ranking them, who would be that guy? Who would be the first one on the chopping block? I think it's easy to say, let's trade a pitcher, until you identify the one that you're going to move. Because Waka and Lugo, man, those guys are leaders on this team, right? You talk about that closed-door meeting from a few months ago. The fact that pitchers are speaking in closed-door meetings, you know, kind of exposes the lack of leadership on the position player side of that clubhouse. So Lugo and Waka, to me, can go nowhere. I don't know if I want to move a Burgert or a Cameron when you control them for at least a half decade. Bubic is going to be tough. We'll see what Bailey Falter does tonight. So, yeah, it appears you have a surplus of pitching. But who are you willing to move this offseason is the question.
Vern, as we continue to talk to our guy, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider here at 96.5 The Fan, you can get his on-deck show tonight at 5:30 as they take on those Washington Nationals. And James Wood, big baseball card guy here who goes for quite the auctions. But, Vern, I talk about another guy who is big into the baseball card game and a guy we haven't seen for quite a bit. Any update on Caglione?
Annie Rogers reported during the road trip that he could go on a rehab assignment as early as this week. That's been the latest update, but we'll talk with both JJ and Q coming up today at Kauffman Stadium. So, yeah, hopefully he's in Omaha this week, put together a good 2 weeks at Omaha, maybe join this team coming up at the end of the month. That would be my assumption.
Where are we with Bobby's injury? Yesterday was very weird to me. You know, it's that time of the season where you need to gut it through. Did Q not want to play him? Is it the right move to make? Like, let's have a conversation about that yesterday. Yeah. Because at 9 a.m. when I saw the lineup, I'm like, your number one guy's got to be playing in a game against the Twins that you got to win. So how serious is this injury?
Well, played through it apparently on Saturday, was feeling it when he showed up, and it's a back injury, a lower back injury for Bobby. Felt it going into the game on Saturday. Like you mentioned, he pushed through. Felt it even more so on Sunday morning, and you know, I would assume Bob made a case that I can play through it, but the Royals being cautious, holding a back, saying on the radio, you know, Q said he'll be available off the bench if needed. And then when Luke Maley's due up in the game in the 10th inning, he turns to Nick Lofton instead of Bobby Witt
right.
Jr., which tells me he was not available. Of course, that's concerning, especially if you believe this team can still get on that type of a run and grab that final wild card spot. We all know they can't if they don't have Bobby Witt Jr. So, yeah, it'll be a nervous afternoon as you wait for that lineup because, I mean, anyone that's followed any sport, football, basketball, baseball, you understand the you know, trickle-down effect of a back injury. You start playing through that, it goes down to your hip, to your knee, to your ankle, to your foot. And, yeah, I mean, you don't even want to talk about that. So hopefully Bob's back in the lineup today, ready to beat up on the Nationals.
Well, and that's why it's concerning to me because I know how these back injuries are. And if he was not able to go into the game yesterday late and pinch hit, especially in extra innings when you needed to win a game, that's where I raise the red flag, Vernon, and I'm concerned. I'm like, if this is a one-day thing, I'm not buying that. Is this a DL-type stint now for Bobby?
Right, because it's not like a day off the next day. No, they're hopping out of flight.
And you're
going
flying
up
back.
10,000 feet or whatever and flying back. So,
yeah, you and I are on the same page with that because I was like, man, not playing, standing the whole game, then go and fly, and then you're going to be back in the lineup today? That seems a little off to me, but what do I know, right?
Well, Bob's not one, just like Salvi, like any great player, they're not one to capitulate to your request to have them on the bench. No, Bob's going to try to fight you. You saw it last year. He tried to play all 162. They clinch a playoff spot, and he's coaxed into taking his first and only day off of the year. Yesterday was his second day off since the All-Star break. So, and this is just my opinion, and maybe this is just a reflection of a team that's two games below 500. But it just doesn't seem the same this year with Bobby. Now, his numbers are still, he's one of the five best players on the planet. I'm not talking about his performance. He's worth the price of admission every single night. I mean, the boys are playing some ball. The bouncing around the field looking like a 12-year-old. The what Dayton Moore used to always call the childlike enthusiasm. It just doesn't seem to be as present with Bobby this season. Maybe I'm off base on
that. No, I'm with you, Vern. And I'm glad you brought it up because I felt like I was kicking myself going, there's just something not right this year. And
doesn't
you're
seem
recognizing.
Like he's having a good time.
Yeah, right.
Like the pressure of being Bobby. And he talked about it all off season. Last year, getting to the ALDS, being the runner-up for the MVP, those numbers that I put up, I want more. I want everything I did last year, but I want more. I want to improve on that. And to me, from opening day, it seemed like he was trying to get to the ALCS from opening day. And, man, that's not who he is, man. He is a baseball player. He was born in a uniform. Needs to go out there and just let his natural love of the game show. And it seems as if he's kind of caught in between of, I love the game and want to just be one of the guys, but I'm also the $300 million leader of this team, and I need to act as such. To me, it seems as if he's been caught in between all year.
Speaking of leaders, Vern, we'll get you one more before we get you out of here. If this team does miss the playoffs, is Q's seat a little warm next year?
I certainly wouldn't think so.
Okay.
Because that tells me that JJ needs a fall guy or John Sherman needs a fall guy. And I don't think that's how that organization is working, where we're blaming the person below us.
Right.
You're blaming anybody. To me, you're blaming the players. But that trio of Sherman, Piccolo, and Quatrero, that's a pretty strong, trinity of Royals baseball.
You know, look, other than last week when we were talking about Q and managing the game the way that he did up in Boston, other than that, this ain't on Sherman. This ain't on JJ. This ain't on Q. You got to go out there and you got to play. I mean, ultimately, they've given you that opportunity. Did they not get the bat? Yeah, but it wasn't because of lack of trying, Vern. I mean, you and I have been around this thing a long time where the offseason came and went. We didn't even know the Royals existed. They're out there trying, and they just couldn't get the thing done. So that's why, for me, it's about a trade. But this is on the players this year. This isn't on the coaching staff or front office. At least that's how I feel.
I'm with you. I'll give, because of what you mentioned, I'll give a little bit of it to the front office, to ownership, for their failure to get that bat. And if you go over the course of the first 118 games, you see an offense that lost its confidence. And you know, Adam Frazier and Randall Grichuk and Mike Yastrzemski, their job was to kind of, you know, reinvigorate this offense. I find that disappointing when you do have a clubhouse that has Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and guys that we thought were ready to take that next step and be the true leaders in the clubhouse. You know, unfortunately, Salvi had some tough numbers early. Vinny struggled in April, and we just discussed Bobby. But, you know, you read Jonathan India's conversation with Annie Rogers after being demoted in the lineup, and, man, does that sound like a guy that just lost his confidence. You know, I talk about Bobby, just doesn't seem like he's having the type of fun I'm used to seeing from the great Royal shortstop. That you know, I'll give them credit. They stay in the fight. They believe in one another. They say all the right things. But, you know, the lack of that bat, and also, you know, surprisingly, the lack of a calming veteran voice in those hitters' meetings, to me, pretty glaring. And if you want to point back to the front office or ownership, I'm not going to fight you on that, because an offense that was lacking confidence brought in a bunch of unproven bats without a voice. Guys like Nick Lofton and Jack Caglione and John Rave and Drew Waters and, you know, players that we have high hopes for, but they can't come into a clubhouse and say anything to anyone because they've done nothing in the show. So it was a lot of hitters lacking confidence with wide-eyed rookies walking into the clubhouse going, all right, what am I supposed to do? So, you could also make a case they waited too long to drop Jonathan India in the lineup. So I agree with you. I'll put 80% of it on the players, but the decision makers still have to take about 20% of it.
No doubt about it, Vern. You get your on-deck show tonight at 5:30. What do you have for the people tonight on Vern's on-deck show?
One more pair. Final pair of tickets for tomorrow night's game, which normally means the question's going to be pretty easy. So be listening tonight at 5:30. I'll do everything I can to hook you up with a pair of Royals tickets. And then starting tomorrow, two tickets to see Mike Trout and the Angels come to the K in September.
And also,
if he's still healthy.
And also just, just trail Jay Binkley. He won again yesterday, man. Good.
I mean,
that guy.
Anybody that works at 96.5 The Fan has been inundated with Binkley telling him how great he's doing on the double play. So,
tell you what, man.
I'm not going to tout him on the radio. Okay. But yeah, he's doing outstanding. And Dusty, I need you to come on tonight.
Yes, sir. I'll have it for you today for sure. We got to get back in the winning ways. Vern, we appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, and I'll talk to you later tonight.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
See you, Vern. That is Vern. You can hear him tonight, 5:30. Again, one more pair of tickets. Easy question. You want to go see some games, you have a chance to do it for free. Just got to listen to Vern on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, first ever college football poll.
Ever.
Mac? Ever. Okay. Anyways, we'll try that again on another day, but you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Time to play the game. Boy, it's a good day today to take a nap.
I'm going
to
tell you, man, I'm looking outside right now, and I'm thinking I'm going to go to the J, get my swole on a little bit.
Nice.
You can see my guns are bursting out of the seams as I've started lifting again.
Yeah, I didn't even get tickets to the gun show, baby. Oh, hell yeah.
Coming up August 30th, you bring a platter and a bottle. That's right, platter and a bottle for you guys that are attending August 30th.
Platter and a bottle.
I'll have Jen make some pancakes and bacon and eggs and stuff like that while we watch the game.
Oh, it's breakfast.
Well, it's an 11 a.m. game, right? Figured
that's
you know,
like lunch for us.
Well, that is true. Yeah. But breakfast for lunch? Yeah. What breakfast the hell's wrong like with that? Right?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm totally fine with that. You want me to make like a scramble?
Whatever you want.
But if you're already doing bacon, eggs, and sausage, I don't want to like overdo
it. I don't know. We'll get together for a menu and we'll figure it out. It's Ohio State versus opponent, right? Mm. And so the opponent doesn't matter. A lot of times people, you know, do a theme of who they're playing the opponent. Like sometimes we'll do tailgates. Like I guarantee you there will be a lot of people doing Philly cheesesteaks at Arrowhead for the opener, right? Because it's Philadelphia. Yeah, yeah. And I love that kind of thing. But when your school, my Buckeyes, are playing Texas, what are you supposed to serve? Ass? Like what do you serve to represent Texas? And so we've got to do it from our own standpoint. So, you know, some pancakes, some bacon, some eggs, whatever you want to bring. Ribs, I don't care what it is. A platter and a bottle, it doesn't matter.
Ribs be tough. I mean, I gotta get up real early for
that.
Yeah,
you don't want to do the ribs.
I mean, I could, but I would.
But would you do those the night before? Like, I know you wouldn't.
I would give it, let's see, they take 6 hours.
Yeah, so you'd have to get up at midnight.
No, I could get up at like 4:30. Be like a normal wake-up call.
Yeah, I guess. But even still, that's a lot of work.
That's we're still sleeping in 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's something you can put in the refrigerator, bring in the morning, and put in the oven.
So I believe they call it brunch. So I could just bring over like, well, you don't like mimosas. I could do Bloody Marys.
But you could do that. You could do whatever you want. It's not about me.
Because that's the bottle. You got to bring a bottle. So vodka, I was thinking that too. Tomato juice. Oh, you're going to do
thinking
that?
Mimosas. I was thinking mimosas.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm a mimosa guy.
Because I can do Bloody Marys.
See, I like Bloody Marys. My wife, every time we have Bloody Marys, she says, oh, it's not good enough. I go, maybe you just don't like Bloody Marys.
Yeah, I don't.
Everywhere we go, you're like,
because if you're gonna make bacon, you could just put a stick of bacon in your Bloody Mary.
You can, but how long do you need to let the bacon sit to get like hard like that to stick it in? You know where it's cold because that bacon's never warm in the Bloody Mary, and then you're biting through the fat.
Or I could just,
which I do love.
Or what I could do is I could just grill out like 4 or 5 ribeyes. And then I could bring that over. You have steak and eggs.
You do steak and eggs.
Damn. Very expensive.
Very expensive.
I'm going to stop at Hy-Vee and get something on the way. That's
I mean, you should bring, you know, Cougar Chow or whatever it is. Okay, we should play that song. That was really good. But seriously, think about it. Bottle and a platter. You got 3 weeks, Ohio State versus Texas. You know, probably the national championship preview.
This is
how cool would that be, though?
Amazing.
Right? Isn't that what
start
we want?
And end with this?
Oh.
Hell yes.
Oh, hell yeah, college football. Let's
please.
Go.
Please.
I'm ready for that game. I'm really excited to see what Arch Manning can do. And no better way to start off than the first ever college football AP poll.
From what year is this?
1936. Minnesota, the Ryan Lefevre, he had a funny line yesterday in the game. He goes, I think I'm the only one, because it was on Roku.
Yeah. I thought Ryan did great yesterday on the national broadcast with that guy from the Twins.
He goes, I'm the only baseball player in the history of baseball to go from California to Minnesota to play baseball. It's like, normally it's the opposite way around. But Minnesota was 1, Duke was 2.
How about Duke number 2?
That's crazy.
They're having a revival now. Think about Duke, actually the Blue Devils back then, they looked like Hades from Hercules in their mascot. Army was 3,
yep.
Northwestern was 4,
right.
And Purdue was 5. Rounding out your 6 through 10, USC, Notre Dame, Washington, Pittsburgh, Yale.
Yeah, I'm now going to the USC-Notre Dame game this year, and that kind of got me excited a little bit.
In the
USC,
Rose Bowl?
No, it's in South Bend.
Oh,
never been to South Bend before.
You're about to have your socks blown off.
I can't wait. Like, that's
when is that game?
October 16th or something like that.
Who are you going with?
My friend Gene Watson. Yeah, you just wanted to play the drop.
Yeah, I did.
Who are you going with, Bob? Gene Watson, ladies and gentlemen. My friend Gene.
Yeah,
that is going to be fun, though, man. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear about that.
That's big time. I've never been to a real big time college football game in my life, so I'm really excited.
You never went to one of those KU Mizzou games?
No, we were living in St. Louis at the time, and so we didn't get back.
That,
for those games, but I mean, on campus, big type game, you know, the biggest like college football game I think I've ever been to. Well, I went to Texas, Kansas in 02 in Austin. Don't really remember much except for sleeping in the airport because I had no money. And I went to like Auburn spring game in like 94 or something like that, but like big time college game. No, so I'm stoked to go see it. But how about USC and Notre Dame? The first college poll ever. And they're still on top of the college football world. Like, look at the other schools that are up there that didn't have the staying power. Army, Pittsburgh, Yale, Nebraska. Like, all of these schools back in 1936 that were good that aren't good today, like Nebraska.
Yep.
Texas A&M.
Marquette up there.
How about Marquette? Fordham being 16th.
Fordham.
A lot of NFL players came out of Fordham. That's where Vince Lombardi went to school. And so a lot of NFL players back in those days came out of Fordham University in Manhattan. So seeing them up there, that's Holy Cross, Tulane, SMU. Like, it's crazy some of the schools that are up there. SMU, if they didn't cheat in the 80s, probably would have had that staying power as well.
So LSU's just been good forever.
Yeah, LSU, USC, Notre Dame.
Yep. I mean, like,
yep.
Yeah, LSU at 13 in 1936.
They're just still always been great. Is Bayou Bengals, baby.
So there are three teams on that list that have always been good, right? USC, Notre Dame, and LSU.
I guess.
I mean, A&M's been relevant always. I don't know about that level of good. But they're in the top 25 here, the top 25 every year now. So.
I think if you look at a common sports fan and say name football programs, most people would probably say Texas A&M just because for whatever reason you think about. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
No, I think you're right. They win like 10 games. They're good.
Yeah. You know,
they're always good.
They're always a relevant team.
Who's that? This is the only one school I feel like I've seen this maybe in an NCAA tournament. What is that? Duquesne. Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
Duquesne.
Yeah, Duquesne. Yeah. That's where I was going.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Duquesne.
Okay, gotcha.
Kenny Duquesne.
But that's a basketball school now.
Say, that's why I've seen
them.
They
may not even have football anymore.
I doubt it.
I don't think Nebraska does either.
Well, they got Dylan Raiola.
Yeah, bro, he's the truth.
I don't know if Fordham still has football. I think they got rid of their football program.
That makes sense. Where is that?
Manhattan.
Okay.
Sure, this isn't like a basketball.
No, that's the thing back then. Yeah.
They still have football.
Yeah,
they do. Fordham still has football.
Still have football. The first game, August 30th at 1, we could turn it on. Fordham at Boston College.
Really?
Let's go.
I got the two TVs.
Upset alert.
Who's televising that game?
I'll look it up.
I believe it is the CW.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Come on now. Not that good. Pluto.
Somebody says that we have to serve Bevo burgers on
Saturday. We could do that.
That'd actually be great.
Yeah.
Smash.
What were we talking about before that?
Fordham-Boston College.
Fordham-Boston College, what network they were on.
Oh, yeah, what network it looks like. Streaming Boston College. Oh, Pluto. ESPN Plus.
Whatever network doesn't have the Big 12 will have that game.
Well, you'll need ESPN Plus. Somebody said Mel Kiper show up to work today. Levitard and Stu Gatz, and it's the guy that comes out, looks like a pimp, and he puts his legs out.
Yeah,
and he's like
out of the car. Yeah.
He says Mel Kiper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Killing up. That's great.
If I'm Mel Kiper, I just lay low and I don't say a damn thing.
If I'm one guy and I'm Mike Florio, I probably shouldn't open my mouth ever again. He had some comments about what he thinks Rashee Rice's suspension will be. We'll dive into what he says next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.